Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. I'm pleased to be joined by manager Lee Grant. We're back in the CEO's office today, nice in the posh environment here.
Fanciest one at the club, isn't it?
Yeah, as it should be. Big win at the weekend against Exeter, I should say. Big travel as well. How have the lads recovered? How are your thoughts a couple of days after?
Yeah, a big week, and obviously capped off with the journey. Another tough physical performance down at Exeter this weekend. Lads are recovering well, and in today to obviously turn our heads to Harrogate, but of course to review and take all the learnings we can from Exeter. So that learning hopefully in the bank now, and ready to move forward into another big week for us.
We talked a lot post-game about the fact that we'd created lots of chances, but perhaps not taking them in the manner that we might have wanted them to. Was that the lion's share of your review, or was there other things that had come up?
Plenty of other things, that's for sure. And what we have done over the course of the last 24 hours is take the opportunity to, obviously, as coaches, we watch it back. I make sure I watch it back, and I know we have the vast majority of our players who really care about watching their own game back and, you know, analysing where they can feel like they can be better individually. We've looked at things today in our units, so defenders unit, midfielders unit, forward units, looking at stuff that is relevant for them that hopefully will help us to improve and to continue to develop as we move forward. And I think that's always a really good way to take stock of the learning, and can quite often give those departments a more narrowed look at, okay, what did we do really well this weekend? What did we as midfielders do great, or where can we be better, or where did we feel like as the forward unit, what helped us create lots of really good opportunities, or where can we squeeze more from our final execution? So, yeah, we've taken the opportunity to do that this morning and this afternoon. And as I say, I always feel like that will give us huge benefits going forward.
Does that allow those people that are most concerned to have a more particular and specific conversation then, rather than do it with the whole group where somebody's eyes are glazing over while you're talking about something else? It's more focused.
Yeah, it really does. Good observation, mate. And it really is, as you just described there, very much a conversation and very much a two-way thing. So our coaches are excellent. I said that at the beginning when they came in. I've been really delighted with how they've settled into things here, but it really is two-way. So this is not we must do this, we must not do that. It very much is a good look at the bits that we feel like can help us, a great opportunity for the players to give us their opinions and thoughts and feelings around what was working, what wasn't, where they feel like we can find more areas for success. So they're really useful meetings. They're really useful. It's really useful to have that dialogue back and forth within the units. And I think the players will always find the benefit from that.
Do you think with the younger players that we've had involved then, having that extra level of detail, being privy to those sorts of conversations, is that what is helping and empowering the likes of Cameron Ashier, Dan Voss, Jay Sway to, as it appears externally, be fitting in and playing as seamlessly as they are, do at the minute?
Well, it certainly doesn't hurt to be in and around those sorts of conversations, to listening to, so for Dan Voss to listen to what Ryan Ledson and David Kasumu think of that performance and the areas they feel like they want to squeeze more from themselves and the bits where they feel like they had success. And the same goes for all of those departments, you know, for Jay or for Cam in the forward unit and for Jay with the defenders, getting exposure to the real nitty-gritty of the detail around specific moment or specific action within a game. What would I do if that was me? If you're Jay Sway, for example, and you see Lasse Sorensen completing an action, or you see Ruben on the opposite side, and okay, what would I do in that scenario next time that's me? Well, it's great for young Jay or for Cam or for Dan to be able to sit and listen and absorb that information, and hopefully give them an opportunity to understand what we want as coaches from them, and I want obviously as the manager, and of course then what their teammates want from them as well. So that's one of the most important aspects of it.
It's really interesting to hear, and especially this week with the Virtue Trophy, where there might be opportunities for, yeah, for other people involved as well. Turning our mind to Harrogate, as you mentioned earlier, it's not an easy game. They're a good League Two side. There's a bit of local pride on stake, as it seems to be every other week for us at the moment. Sure. Just talk to us about the preparation for that and how difficult you see it up there.
Yeah, a good side with a tremendous win at the weekend over a top opposition. And I think Gillingham have been beaten in an awful long time. So to go there and to get a fabulous victory, I'm certain they'll be coming into this one in a good place. That's not to say that for us, it's not a game that we feel like we can go and have a real positive impact on and come out the right side of. We certainly want to do that. We've made no bones about how important this competition is for us and how seriously we want to take it. So we'll approach it in the manner befitting that. And yeah, look, we'll have a squad available to us that should, and I believe will give us a great opportunity to go and have success up there.
Supporters might be thinking with one or two players missing or the load and then an important game against Stockport of the weekend, this game might be seen as a little bit of a hindrance or something we'd rather do without. But that doesn't seem to be the feeling at all from you or any of the players.
No, and that's because it isn't. As I say, you know, if you listen back to how the group felt about the Newcastle game and heading into this tournament from the outset, you'll have got a strong view of what the group in general think about it and where their aims and hopes are for this season in terms of this Virtue Trophy. So that doesn't change just because we've had some injuries and some misfortune when it comes to availability. We have to be careful in terms of managing the squad. There's no doubt about that. We have a really important fixture at the weekend coming. So we have to have that in the back of our mind. We don't throw everything out and head into Stockport in a situation where perhaps we wish we'd have planned better. We start planning for the whole week as a whole. So we look at Harrogate and we look at Stockport and we manage everybody and everything we need to make sure we get the best out of both games. And as I say, my belief is that we head into Harrogate with a really capable squad, with a group of players that will be motivated and hungry. And I look forward to both fixtures, that's for sure.
Perfectly. Thank you so much for your time and best of luck over the whole week.
Thanks very much. Cheers, Roger.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. I'm pleased to be joined by midfielder David Kasumu. Cass, busy weekend, busy trip down to Exeter. Big win, though. Give us your feelings today.
Yeah, big win. We need to go down there and put out a statement. You know, long journey. And I finally got there, got the 3 points as well. Could have been 4 or 5 in the end, but on another day, but we're happy to get the 3 points, you know, and look to tomorrow's game now.
It was a really strong team performance. You said as well, we could have scored a few more. We definitely could have with the amount of chances we created. Just talk to us about how you boys are feeling. Is it giving you guys a bit more belief? Just focus you guys again after a couple of disappointing ones in the league?
Yeah, I feel like we went there and controlled the game. That's one thing that we really put a mark down. We really got after them from the first minute, you know, and obviously had a little 10-minute spell. But after that, we really had control of the game, created so many chances. Like I said, it could have been 4 or 5. So that's definitely given us confidence to know that we can go away at Exeter and literally control the whole game and create so many chances. But positive win.
After Man City as well in midweek before it, when you're then travelling 5-6 hours down the road, it's almost like an easy one schedule-wise to not be as good in, isn't it? Sometimes there's reasons, if you're looking for them, to be off it a little bit. But you boys seem to, regardless of all of those factors, wanted to step up even more. I think that speaks to how focused you were.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, you don't want to give excuses about the distance and how many days we've had to recover. We knew that before, so it's one of them ones we've had to lock in from the start and know, this is what's in front of us. Exeter, good side as well. They like to play football, so there's going to be spaces and whatnot. We're really good at getting the ball, making the first pass and attacking quick, and we can also control the game like we did, control the tempo. So obviously 3 games in 1 week, it was tough. But we had to get the recovery in and whatnot. And yeah, ended up winning. So have tomorrow's game and then a few days rest and then prepare for Saturday.
We'll talk about tomorrow's game in a minute, but I just wanted to talk about you personally, because you've done really well when you've had the opportunities in the Cups this year. The Carabao Cup run was really good up until we played City, and I don't think you can argue with how we performed against them either. And then you've got this chance in the league now as well. Just talk to us about how you're feeling this season.
Yeah, for me, obviously, it was disappointing at the start of the season not to obviously start the first couple league games or whatever, but everyone knows it's a long season, everyone's going to get their chances. I've had a couple of chances to play in the cup games and performed well and things like that. I've just tried to play my best at every opportunity, you know. We've got a big squad, we've got loads of players, so competition is high. So when it's time to play, you've got to sort of bring your best version of yourself. And with me, when I play a couple of games and I get into the flow of things and get into the stride of playing, that's when I perform my best, you know. So yeah, there's still a lot to come for me. Obviously, I want to get into a state where I'm comfortable and playing every week and really in the stride, in my stride sort of thing. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. The team's doing well. When we're winning games, it's a lot better, you know. So yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy right now.
You're one of the more senior boys in terms of the amount of time you've spent at the club now in the dressing room, with the amount of new faces we've got in there. What's the new group like? How are you enjoying it? Is it nice to have had that bit of a refresh in the summer? I know it's hard sometimes to say goodbye to friends and people you're close to, but in a sporting sense, it's nice to have a bit of a refresh as well sometimes.
Yeah, to be fair, the team is literally completely different from when I first signed. I think it's only Lee Chappers and obviously a few of the young lads that are still here from when I first signed. Obviously saying goodbye to friends that I was really close with, you know, Sorbers, JKs, Jazz and things like that. But that's football, you're gonna get new teammates and whatnot, and this is a good bunch of players. It's a good changing room. We're very tight-knit, so yeah, I feel like there's a lot of togetherness in this squad, and obviously there's always changes every year and things like that. But yeah, the lads have come in the summer and been straight in, you know, so no, it's a good group, and I'm enjoying the change room, I'm enjoying playing with them and everything, so yeah, it's positive.
You've had the chance as well to play with some of the younger players when we've had the cup games, the likes of Danvers, Kamashia. How's it for you now being one of the figures to help them come in, because you did that early on in your career on the other side?
Like at 19 18 19, playing one of, like, in this trophy or whatever and getting your games in there, this was like, I remember being buzzing about it back then. So I can see how they must be feeling. Obviously Vosti made his debut on Saturday, so a proud moment for him. And yeah, all the young lads, they've been excellent since they've been there, in training and whatnot. They work hard, do you know what I mean? They help a lot, and obviously they've all got talent, you know, so they've definitely earned the trust from the gaffer, the players and whatnot, because they're just good players and good guys and very humble and down to earth and things. So yeah, I speak to, obviously I played with Vosti now in loads of the cup games and whatnot, and yeah, enjoy playing with him, to be fair. You know, we complement each other pretty well. He takes a lot on board, and yeah, when I speak to him about some things, he takes it on as well. So yeah, like it's a good moment for him and Cam and Jay when they're playing and things like that.
This competition is an interesting one. It's a trophy that sometimes people can put to one side or ignore, but that's definitely not what we've done at all this season. I think that first game we had against Newcastle United under 21 showed that. There's a real desire to do as well as we can do in this year. Just talk to us about how you and the boys are approaching it.
Yeah, taking the game very seriously. One thing about it, we've got a big squad, so it's a chance for everyone to get minutes in. Obviously, I've played in the last Virtue Cup game, so yeah, it's definitely a chance for players to get minutes, and yeah, like I said, we're taking it very seriously. We want to win every game that we come across. You know, Man City came, we wanted to win that game, we lost, but cool. Harrogate, we're going there trying to win the game, trying to get as far as we can in that trophy as well. So yeah, the mentality has been super dialed in, you know. Spoke about Saturday's game and parked it, and I was already looking for tomorrow's game and seeing what we can do and where we can hurt them.
It's exciting, isn't it? Because as a club as a whole, there's a feeling of trying to be better and trying to grow. We've just been walking pitch side when we came here. We took a 5-minute conversation about the new big screen, little things like that, that you'll notice having been here a while. Yeah. Is it a good feeling for you to see all these advancements, these steps up that we're making, not just with the group that you're with, but across the club, even with the stadium as a whole?
Yeah, for sure. Like, literally 5 minutes ago, I said I didn't even know this office existed. It's like my first time being here. And obviously you can see the reconstruction with like loads of things around the stadium. Literally even the change rooms, when they got the new change rooms fitted, and it looked so much nicer, and just all these little added things that you don't really notice until you actually come across it, and like, oh wow, like this is here, this existed, H-Town, all these things, like, I've been here 3 years, and you can see the progression in terms of everything that's been happening around the stadium, like the fan stuff and all the things for them as well. So yeah, it's a big boost, and as a player, when you know that this stuff is happening behind closed doors, it just shows the trajectory of where the club wants to go, and yeah, something every player wants to be a part of, you know.
David, thank you so much for your time, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, cheers.